This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The legendary DJ Cousin Brucey has met his nemesis, and his name is Jack. Jack FM, that is, the format that on Friday replaced oldies on WCBS FM in New York. Jack has been toppling formats at radio stations across the country. They call Jack Random Radio, Whatever Radio, a We Play Anything format. Here's a sampling of what you could hear on WCBS this morning. Led Zeppelin, The Cure, and Alanis Morissette. The driving force behind Jack is a company in Vancouver, in Canada. A station signs on, the consultants come in and shake things up. In many cases, they lay off or reassign the DJs. And they work with the station on a new playlist. Scott McKenzie is editor-in-chief of Billboard Radio Monitor, which tracks the radio industry. We asked him how random this whatever format is.
It's a very, very deep playlist that they draw on. You know, sort of up to 1,200 songs are on a playlist versus some stations that are very tight with only a couple of hundred songs on them.
It's funny you say a deep playlist. 1,200 songs, when you think about how many songs there are to play, that's not a whole lot of songs if you're thinking about really covering anything you want to play in the last, what, 5 decades or so.
True. And the reality really is it's not everything that's out there. It's still a very heavily programmed format. Some of them are rock-leaning, some of them are pop-leaning, some of them are rhythmic-leaning. There's a country cousin called Hank. The list of names is growing. You know, your Jacks and Bobs and Mikes and Bens. It goes on.
How do those names come about?
It began with a Bob format in Canada, in Winnipeg, where a guy had a backyard barbecue. It was a bunch of 30-something friends, and he started to take notice of what they were playing. He went and messed around. He was a radio guy and came up with a version of Jack. He gave it the name Bob. About 10 months after that, Jack came along in Vancouver.
And do we know why it's called Jack?
No one really seems to know. We've asked people within the format, and everyone will give you a different answer.
Now, if you do sign on to this format, Jack FM, are you obligated to play from a designated playlist? Who chooses the songs?
No, the program directors at these stations are still choosing the songs. You'll notice market to market that there's a big difference. They signed on in New York with the Beastie Boys, but you're not going to see Beastie Boys on every Jack formatted station. And there'll still be a number of current hits on there as well, though they'll be very much in the minority.
And all the songs they're playing will at one point have been a hit. They're not playing some song you've never heard of before.
Yes, they'll have been hits big time. This is very recognizable music. It runs back into the 70s and the 80s, rarely into the 60s. You'll see Casey and the Sunshine Band. You'll see Bowie, Nickelback in amongst it as well, or Gavin DeGraw for another current artist.
Well, Scott, what's the idea behind this? If an oldies station is switching over to Jack FM, why are they doing that? Who are they trying to target?
They're looking for a younger audience they hope who spends more than what a traditional oldies audience might spend. It gives them a bigger spread in their demographics that they're hunting, which then, of course, makes them a little bit more valuable to advertisers. So, you know, it's the hunt for the elusive dollar.
I wonder if, in some sense, this is just redefining a tiny bit what we think of as an oldie. In other words, maybe it's not from the 60s and 70s anymore. Maybe now an oldie is the 70s and the 80s.
Very true, Melissa. The way some people have described it is oldies for young people.
Yeah. Explain what you mean there.
Well, mostly it's music that you're familiar with in growing up. If you grew up through the 70s and the 80s, you'll hear a lot of that back out there again. And those people are now, of course, in that prime demographic where they're spending like there's no tomorrow. So it's an effort to try and capture some of that.
Scott McKenzie, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
Scott McKenzie is editor-in-chief of Billboard Radio Monitor.